USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. At a Friday rally in North Carolina, President Donald Trump spoke to a crowd of supporters in Charlotte, hoping to get Republican Mark Meadows reelected to the House of Representatives. The president said Democrats are trying to create a socialist nation with open borders.
They want to go socialist, and somehow I don't see North Carolina as being the next Venezuela. Do we agree?
The president also offered support to Republican candidates Mark Harris and Ted Budd. Also in Charlotte, Trump signed an order aimed at helping small businesses expand access to retirement plans for employees.
Today's historic action will provide new retirement security to countless American workers and their families. We believe all Americans should be able to retire with the confidence, dignity, and economic security that you want.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Authorities say they've arrested 21 members of the MS-13 gang in California on a variety of murder and assault charges. U.S. Attorney McGregor Scott says this is a major set of arrests.
The investigation uncovered a wide range of criminal activity, including murder, violent assaults, and drug trafficking by an MS-13 cell operating in and around Mendota and Los Angeles. The investigation found a well-worn path between this small town in Fresno County and Los Angeles.
Scott says a team of local, state, and federal investigators uncovered evidence of more than 30 homicides and assaults. A Hollywood actress known for her role as a nurse on ER was shot and killed by police in Southern California. Officers were called to check on Vanessa Marquez, who also played roles in a number of older TV shows and movies, who was allegedly showing signs of having mental issues. Police say two officers opened fire when she pulled out what looked like a semi-automatic handgun that turned out to be a BB gun. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Senator John McCain's become the 31st person to ever lie in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke at the ceremony.
Generations of Americans will continue to marvel at the man who lies before us. The cocky, handsome naval aviator who barely scraped through school and then fought for freedom in the skies.
President Donald Trump, who had a contentious relationship with McCain, did not attend. Music legends and religious and political leaders joined Aretha Franklin's family and fans for a celebration of her life in Detroit Friday. The Queen of Soul died of cancer earlier this month at the age of 76. Guests at the Greater Grace Temple included former President Bill Clinton, former First Lady Hillary Clinton, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Faith Hill, and Smokey Robinson. An estimated 85,000 fans are flooding into Atlanta this week for one of the country's largest pop culture conventions, DragonCon. It runs through Labor Day. Matt Nojek of Denver made a Captain America suit.
It is a fully armored motorcycle suit. I took a base suit, did the dyeing, the detailing, and the customization all on my own.
He's traveling to New York and back on a crusade to fight childhood cancer. A woman dressed as Poison Ivy says she feels transformed when she puts on her costume.
People who have social anxiety feel uncomfortable. Everyone is accepted.
One of the highlights this year is the 80th anniversary of Superman. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.